Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Hello, it is Dave and Fionnuala off your Thursday. We're quite exhausted, but we're still enthusiastic about doing people's jobs. Just to give you a recap, maybe this is the first time you've been listening to the show in a while and you're not sure what the hell is going on. We were sent to guard to interview. We had the crackers in, then we got to go to Temple Moor. We tried to be guards. We realised we had a bit of a gap in our CV. We haven't done much outside of radio and it's time to start doing other jobs. So you started suggesting, then people with businesses started suggesting, and we put a tour together. Like, we drove planes on Monday and Tuesday. We went to Retrovaliton in Kildare and we got to tackle a mouldy RAV4.
We headed to the city of Galway yesterday to become personal assistants to the city. Ended up dropping off coffee and sweet treats and spice boxes, which are spice bags in a box. It was all in good fun.
Tomorrow we will teach 29 third class pupils at Four Masters National School in Kinloch, but today is what I am most nervous about. You would think 29 9 and 10 year olds would be intimidating, but I think two football teams going head to head is a lot more intimidating. Today we're going to try and be referees, and our pro is here right now. Introduce yourself, please.
I'm Ray Conlon from Athlone.
Will you give us your refereeing credentials, please, Ray?
Refereeing approximately 15 years. I started with my first game was St. Peter versus Buller Park, Cauldron of Fire. I learned a lot from that game, so I'm back here to learn from you guys, and you can learn from me.
I think you're not going to learn anything from us, only frustration. What is the things that we need to look out for immediately?
Players' control, and try to have eyes in the back of your head. That's the most important thing. If you lose control of the game, you're going to go home very quick.
Having authority is very important, would you say?
Yeah, you have to be the boss, but be the boss in a nice way. You can't be abusive or intolerant at the same time, but you have to, like, be strong on your whistle, be strong on your cautions if you have them, and foul identification is a big thing. Your foul identification has to be very strong as well, because you have to know what a yellow card is, yellow card tackle, red card tackle, or just a careless tackle. So they're the three criteria for your cards. So you have to watch for tackles and watch for players off the ball, because a lot of pushing and kicking goes on off the ball.
It must be an impossible job to be a referee.
Some days I look at the pitch and go, I want to go home. So I always was told years ago, park your car to the nearest exit facing out, because if things go wrong, I can be the first person to go.
Why do you do it?
Because I love it. I'm very passionate about football and passionate about refereeing. I get great satisfaction out of getting things right. I'm going home in the car saying, that was good today. But we don't always get those days. We get days where I go home in the car and I go, oh God, I got that wrong. Got that right. But at the end of the day, I do it because I love it. I'm very passionate about football and getting things right by the laws of the game. That's the important thing.
What do you make of us doing this? Like, what are your hopes for us? Or fears?
I hope we get out of here alive. These kids will eat you up. And they won't. No, this is entertaining for me. It's nice to be able to be involved and let you know what the life of a referee is really like. It's not just about the 90 minutes or an hour of a kid's game. It's the getting preparation, getting your team ready. We have team talks an hour before a game. If a game is at 7, we meet at 6. To talk about the game, the positions of the teams in the league, who's playing, who's the dangerous players, who to watch out for, what kit we're going to wear, make sure the batteries are charged. We have to have all this preparation done before we go on the pitch.
Here we go.
Best of luck, guys.
We'll need every single ounce of luck that Ray Conlon, the pro referee, can throw our way. Let's quickly hand you over to our match commentator for the day, Joseph Murray.
It's day 4 of Dave and Fionnuala Do Your Job, and you are very welcome to Willow Park Stadium, Athlone, for this much-anticipated clash between Westside Blues and Park Reds. Two much-experienced ladies' teams about to play ball and eat alive the amateur match officials, referee Dave Duke and lineswoman Fionnuala Corbett. We are about to get underway.
Game on here.
A misplaced blue ball straight from tip-off. It's a throw-in, but for who?
What's that? Line, that way.
Fionnuala, what way is that going?
That way, Dave.
It should have been a Park Reds throw-in, but Westside Blues steal it, and the officials know no different. Game on again. Nice pass into space. Number 9 Blue comes on it, tries to curve it around the keeper, but it's gone wide, and it's a goal kick.
Okay. That way. No, which way?
Fanuli, off the phone.
Sorry.
Bad language, please.
Both teams sense blood and confusion.
Dave's running off the pitch. I don't know which way the teams are
going. What's going
on? You never communicated to me which way the teams are playing. That's fair criticism now.
Throw ball. Go on. Yeah, there we go.
The referee has performed a throw ball. Reds win it. A dinked ball over the top to the 10, who is a mile offside.
Is it? Oh, Jesus. I don't think it's offside.
One on one, and she misses a sitter.
Ref, is it?
I don't think it's offside.
It's all getting a bit farcical. Short kick out to the keeper. Park Reds try to intercept, but out over the touchline it goes. It's a blue ball, but hesitancy from the assistant.
Ah, shit. Leia?
Reds steal the throw.
That's a blue ball.
Not listening to you.
It's a one versus one. Park Reds bury it. 1-0. It's Westside Blues 0, Park Reds 1. Dave is the referee, Fanula the lineswoman, and they have had it tough. The ref is currently in an argument with Seven Blue. Let's drop in.
I didn't blow. Right, no, we're tipping off again. I didn't say I was ready, did I? Put the ball back. I'm giving you a warning now.
Where's your shin guards?
I'm giving you a warning. I don't need them. You shouldn't be close enough to me for me to need shin guards. Number seven. Number seven, I'll have no more. Can we just all take a breather here, please, for a minute? Play on.
There's a feeling the ref wants this game evened up.
This is going as shambolically as we expected.
Fanula.
Wide, Dave, wide.
No, that, offside.
No, it wasn't offside. Do you blow the whistle for the kick out?
Sorry, excuse me, please. No shouts from spectators. Penalty.
And there it is, a Westside Blues penalty for absolutely nothing.
There you are, look.
Number six, Red, has handed the ref a pair of glasses.
Number six, forgive me, a pair of glasses that I clearly don't need.
She receives a yellow card.
I don't even know where they came out of.
I need them.
Right, sorry.
There are two defenders standing over the ball. This is absolutely farcical.
What's going on here?
Hang on now, do you not, the blue players not have to be back behind her, though?
Will you tell them to get back?
Yeah, hey, lads, blue, get back.
Get back, come on, get please.
Back. Not in all my years have I seen that allowed on a football pitch. But the ball breaks again for the Blues. Shot on goal.
1-1.
And it's a goal. An absolute cracker from the Blues. She put that into the top corner. Two keepers wouldn't have kept that one out. And the ref blows the full-time whistle with 80 minutes still to play. I think everyone is happy this farce isn't going any further. Full-time, Westside Blues 1, Park Reds 1.
Thank you so much to Willow Park for facilitating that farcical referee and first assistant performance in Athlone.
Not our finest hour, definitely not our finest day. But we can say in good conscience, we did try our best. We didn't go in there with the intentions of making it the farce that it was.
If you have just joined the show, you missed hearing a great... Sorry, I'm not even going to lie about this. You missed us refereeing a soccer game that wasn't our best performance. But what did our pro ref Ray think?
You controlled it well for the first 2 minutes. After that, then you lost complete everything gone.
What? How do you get it back, or is this is this unsavable?
You just can't make up decisions in your head that you think are there. If you call what you see, you can't make things up. But you're kind of make up a few things there. A person come in and stop the person taking a penalty, they have to be like 10 yards away from the ball.
Okay.
You have to like not let them block a penalty, especially a penalty. But you're doing good. You're doing good. I'm very proud of you.
Thanks.
Are the girls usually this bad?
They're very quiet today.
This is them quiet?
Yes.
They're
normally
keeping me dogs if you've sat there.
That's nothing compared to Sunday.
They've thrown glasses at me. They've thrown jerseys at me.
Yeah, and that's done you
smart. And then you have the sideline as well being lippy. Hey!
You see, the problem is you're calling them hey.
Maybe I should have called them by their number or not. calling them like they were sheep. Hey, hey, come out of there. Stop that.
It's hard to think of everything. It's hard to even think of a few things when you're keeping an eye on a match that, from my point of view, you don't fully understand. So I really think we tried. Again, thank you so much to Ray for being our pro ref and helping us out, and to Willow Park for hosting us.
One of the unintended consequences of this week is my respect for people who do different jobs has skyrocketed. Like, we've seen what it is like to land a plane in good weather and bad. We've seen what it is like to open the doors of a car and see mold and you have to valet it. We have seen what it's like being personal assistants yesterday, and we've definitely grown in respect towards referees after what was a match played on a front of a few spectators. Can you imagine doing like an 80,000 stadium and them all shouting at you, the referees, insert whatever proverb you want there,
and booing any decision you make that they don't like? This is where I'm like, I don't know my own mind at all. I just want to make people happy. People pleasing, not a job or not a quality you should have if you're trying to be a referee.
One more job to go. Tomorrow, 29 kids in Foremasters National School in Kinloch. They're in third class, so that means they're around 9 or 10 years of age. I don't know which is going to be tougher, I'll tell you tomorrow, but I think today might end up being the toughest job of all.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.